This is Travel in the Bluegrass with your host, Alan Watts.
Weed and pest management and the impact of a wet growing season will be front and center on the agenda during the second corn and soybean field day next Tuesday, July 28th. University of Kentucky Grain and Forage Center of Excellence Director Dr. Chad Lee says a qualified group of extension specialists will be on the virtual program.
On July 28th, as I mentioned, it's mostly the pest management discussion. And that particular day, Drs. Kirsten Wise, Carl Bradley, Travis Leglider, Raul Villanueva, and Sam McNeil are all speaking.
Dr. Lee says each will be covering some critical topics.
Kirsten will cover corn disease updates. Carl is going to talk about soybean cyst nematode. Travis is going to discuss weed control in 2020, and I think there's going to be lots of questions around that one. Raul, Dr. Villanueva, is going to talk about bean leaf beetles. And then Dr. McNeil is going to talk about some post-harvest options when we start to put these corn and soybeans in grain bins and other options for that.
He adds the growing conditions this year will be discussed in most presentations.
The extremely wet weather early, the cold temperatures early, some of the hotter conditions now all have an effect. And so all of that's going to be incorporated into the crop management discussions. And as you're well aware of, that kind of weather also influences the pests and how those pests respond.
Travel in the Bluegrass will return in a moment.
If you really enjoy the stories you hear on Travel in the Bluegrass, we'd like to invite you to listen to the whole visit uncut. Just type youragedge.com into your browser. You'll find Traveling the Bluegrass uncut stories in long form, so you don't miss a thing. You'll also find lots of ag news and farm pictures from across the Commonwealth. You can also find all the Kentucky communities that Traveling the Bluegrass can be found. Remember to visit youragedge.com.